Hey guys, it's Cody with All Velocity Podcast. This is our first episode ever. Let's dive right in. Come on. Okay, first off, I want to apologize because you're probably getting some interference in the background because of this fan that's on beside me, but we're working on it. So I have 100 questions here that I want to answer as quickly as I can because I had no idea what to even make my episode one about. So here we go. We're going to dive right in and try to wipe these out really quick. So who is my hero? Captain America. I like peaches. If you could live anywhere, where would it be? California. West Coast is gorgeous. I live on the East Coast. It's very boring out here. I mean, we have Virginia Beach, but that's about it. What is your biggest fear? I'm afraid of everything, spiders, authority figures, everything, but my biggest fear would have to be, I don't know, losing my husband, probably. Such a typical question, or a typical answer to a question, but that's honestly probably it. What's your favorite family vacation? We've only been to one place that I can recall, and it was a theme park, so probably that one. What would you change about yourself if you could? My nose. I tried to get it changed before. It did not work. It moved back. They suck. What really makes you angry? The elderly that feel like they're so entitled that they're better than everyone else. That's probably what makes me the angriest. What motivates you to work hard? My family. Or, well, my cat, I guess, right now. And my family, my husband. Let's see, what is the favorite thing about your career? Currently don't have a career going on. Hopefully in the future I will. What is the biggest complaint about your job? I'm going to skip that one because it's controversial and I don't want to get in trouble because I have a lot to say. What is your proudest accomplishment? Getting married, because I never thought that I'd be getting married ever in my life. Bit of a hoe back in my day. Let's see, what is your proudest or your child's proudest accomplishment? I don't have a child. Well, I do. It's a cat. I don't know. He's catching a fly, probably. Let's see, what's your favorite book to read? I read health books. I don't really read narrative or not narratives, novels or anything like that. What makes you laugh the most? I have a weird sense of humor. Everything makes me laugh. Let's see. What was the last movie you went to? What did you think? I haven't been to the movies in a year and a half. All the ones near me have shut down because of COVID. Like, permanently shut down. So, I don't even remember. Last movie I watched was Steve Jobs on Netflix. And it was pretty good. I liked it. I don't know. What did you want to be when you were small? I wanted to be a doctor. I went to 3 different colleges for biological sciences, pre-med, and in high school I studied allied health and took anatomy and human body systems. I was real big on science and the human body, I guess, medicine. What does your child want to be when he grows up? My child is a cat. He probably wants to be a cat. I don't know. If you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be? If I could choose to be anything. If I could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be? I honestly have no idea. I'd probably go to the lake. Wait, that's such a redneck thing to say. Okay, I'd probably go to the beach and sip a margarita or something and just relax. My life is stressful. What is your favorite game or sport you watch and play, or to watch and play? I like soccer. I've watched it, never played it. I want to, but I'm too old for that now. Not really. I'm 25. But around here, that's too old. Would you rather ride a bike, ride a horse, or drive a car? I would love to drive a car when the sun sets, listening to music with my windows down on a summer night. Sounds perfect. What would you sing at karaoke night? I'm currently obsessed with the Hamilton musical, so probably one of those songs. It's a bit cringy, I know, but they're stuck in my head. What 2 radio stations do you listen to in your car the most? Where I live, we only have 2, so probably those 2. Which would you rather do? Wash dishes, mow the lawn, clean the bathroom, or vacuum the house? Probably vacuum the house. I don't know. I like vacuuming. If you could hire someone to help you, would it be with cleaning, cooking, or yard work? Definitely yard work. If you can only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? Fettuccine Alfredo with grilled chicken. Beautiful. Love it. Who's your favorite author? I don't read books. I read health books. I don't know who wrote them. Have you ever had a nickname? What is it? When I was younger, my uncle used to call me Froggy. I'm pretty sure he sure still does, but I came out as gay. That family doesn't associate with me anymore, so I have no idea. Do you like or dislike surprises? Why? Why not? I like surprises, but I get embarrassed very easily, so I don't know. It's a love-hate situation there. In the evening, would you rather play a game, visit a relative, watch a movie, or read? Probably play a game. I have so many games on Steam that I need to play. I've only played like three of them. Would you rather vacation in Hawaii or Alaska, and why? When I vacation, I want to relax. I feel like Hawaii would be overcrowded because it's a very highly populated tourist area. Probably Alaska. I would love Alaska. Hike those mountains, just be out in the wilderness with some snow. Beautiful. Would you rather win the lottery or work at the perfect job, and why? Well, the downside to winning the lottery is that the government is definitely going to take their part. So probably the perfect job, because I would be productive and doing something that I love. Who would you want to be stranded with on a deserted island? My husband. I can't leave him for 2 hours without going crazy. If money was no object, what would you do all day? Shop, because money's no object. If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to? That depends. If I can come back to the present day, then I would go to like the 1700s. Because if they try to kill me, I can just come back. If I'm stuck there, probably the 80s. I love the era. I love the style. It's great. How would your friends describe you? They'd probably describe me as spontaneous and a little insane, because I can be insane sometimes. I don't know. I snap. I do things spontaneously. What are your hobbies? Working out. That's pretty much it. I work out nowadays. What is the best gift you have ever been given? A car. What is the worst gift you've been given? A pair of socks. They were from a Secret Santa 1 year during Christmas. Alright, aside from necessities, what one thing could you not go a day without? My vape. It's not a necessity, but if I don't go without it, I'll be ripping my own hair out. List two pet peeves. People that don't know how to drive, and people that feel entitled. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Hopefully with a tech company in Silicon Valley. That's a dream of mine. Love it. How many pairs of shoes do you own? I own a pair of Nike Flex and a pair of house slippers. I rely on both of those. If you were a superhero, what powers would you have? Fly. I get around so easily. What would you do if you won the lottery? What could I do after the government takes their part? Barely have any left. I'd probably try to buy a car and a house. Definitely a Tesla. Love Teslas. What form of public transportation do you prefer? Airboat, train, bus, or car? I've never been on a plane. I've never been on a boat. Never been on a train. I've been on a bus and a car. So out of those two, probably a car. Unless I try out a plane, a boat, or a train, then that could change. What's your favorite zoo animal? A penguin, because they're so, I don't know, ditzy. If you could go back in time to change one thing, what would it be? I have no idea. I have no idea, honestly. If you could share a meal with four individuals, living or dead, who would they be? I have no idea. How many pillows do you sleep with? Two. What's the longest you've gone without sleep? 48 hours, and I have no idea why. What's the tallest building you've been to the top in? I wanted to go to the top of Willis Tower in Chicago, but the closest I got to it was a block away, and it was because the trolley that I got on didn't go that way to it, so that was a big letdown. Would you rather trade intelligence for looks or looks for intelligence? Honestly, it's a difficult question. I care about my looks, which is why I work out a lot, but I also care about my intelligence. So I'd probably... Sure, I would trade my intelligence for looks. How often do you buy clothes? About once every 10 years, honestly. I don't know, unless I'm feeling feisty, and then I'll buy like a shirt or something from Walmart. Nothing big. Have you ever had a secret admirer? Yes, her name was Cheyenne. I went to school with her. She was a creep. She wanted to eat my eyes out because they looked like brownies. weirdest experience I have ever had in my life. What's your favorite holiday? Christmas. I like getting things. What's the most daring thing you've ever done? One time on my way to the mall with three of my friends, I decided it would be a great idea to swerve left and right. Did it very roughly, and the sides of my car started to lift up, and I almost took us off the road. That was pretty daring. What was the last thing you recorded on TV? Nothing. I don't have a DVR. What was the last book you read? It was a health book. Don't know the name of it. What's your favorite type of foreign food? Chinese. Are you clean or messy? I like to think that I'm clean, but my husband says I'm very messy, so I don't know. Who would you want to play you in a movie of your life? Eric Wareheim. Or Tim Heidecker. Yeah, Tim Heidecker. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning? It takes me like 5 minutes. It takes my husband like 40 minutes. What kitchen appliance do you use every day? Microwave. Nuking the food. What's your favorite fast food chain? Arby's. You know, they got the meat. What's your favorite family recipe? Cabbage soup. Do you love or hate roller coasters? I used to hate them. I love them now. I love the thrill. What's your favorite family tradition? We don't have one. What's your favorite childhood memory? That's a good question. I have no idea. What's your favorite movie? Any of the Avengers movies. How old were you when you learned Santa wasn't real? I have no idea. I don't remember even thinking that he was real, honestly. Is your glass half full or half empty? I like to think it's half full. What's the craziest thing you've done in the name of love? Moved 3 hours away, started at a university, and then dropped out after we broke up. What three items would you take with you on a deserted island? My vape, a charger, and a solar panel so I could charge it. What was your favorite subject in school? Science. Big science freak. Love it. What's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten? Dragon fruit. It was the weirdest texture. Do you collect anything? I collect crystals. Love my crystals. Is there anything you wish would come back into fashion? Something actually want to come back into fashion is slowly making its approach, which are short shorts on guys. Thank God. Are you an introvert or extrovert? I am an introvert, which is probably why this is so easy for me to talk into my iPad than it would be to talk to a large group of people. Which of the five senses would you say is your strongest? Probably my hearing. My ears are the size of satellites. Have you ever had a surprise party? No, I'm not that fortunate. Are you related or distantly related to any famous or anyone famous? No. I don't think so. What do you do to keep fit? I work out. I lift weights. I do cardio. Let's see. Does your family have a motto? Spoken or unspoken? No. Well, no, we don't. If you were ruler of your own country, what would be the first law you would introduce? I have no idea. I honestly have no idea. I'm not big into politics. Who is your favorite teacher in school and why? That's a little controversial. Don't want to get yelled at, so I'm going to skip. What three things would you do, or what three things do you think of the most each day? Three things. I don't know. My husband, my cat, and food. If you had a warning label, what would yours say? Caution, may explode. Let's see. What song would you say best sums you up? Have you ever turned your radio to the AM station and it's just that constant loud screaming screech sound? That would sum me up the best. Okay. What celebrity would you like to meet at Starbucks for a cup of coffee? Probably Elon Musk. He's a genius. So, I mean, why not hear him out? Who is your first crush? That's a good question. Actually, my first crush was in middle school. He was this guy that I was actually pretty close friends with. I confessed my love to him. He thought it was weird, ended up hating me. And then after we graduated high school, he came out as gay. So, I mean, that made no sense at all. All right, so we're on question 90. We're almost done. 10 more to go. So, quickly, what's the most interesting thing you can see out of your office or kitchen window? When I look out my window, I see my backyard. There's nothing interesting. There's trees. I guess that's cool. On a scale of 1 to 10, how funny would you say you are? That is a hard question to answer because I don't like to talk about myself. That's why I had to find these 100 questions to answer because I had no idea what to talk about. My friends say that I'm funny, but all of my friends also have a strange type of humor that, like, where everything is funny to them. So I'm going to say I'm a 2. I don't know. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Hopefully at a tech company in Silicon Valley. Fingers crossed. What was your first job? McDonald's. It was terrible. I hated it. Spent 4 years of my life there through high school. But if you could join any past or current music groups, which would it be? Fleetwood Mac. I love Fleetwood Mac. It's so chill. How many languages do you speak? I speak English, which is my native language. And I know a little bit of sign language. I can't really say I speak it, though. I mean, I understand it, I guess. What is your favorite family holiday tradition? We don't really have one, unless you call putting Christmas nuts in a basket and eating them before Christmas dinner a tradition. I don't know. Who's the most intelligent person you know? I have no idea. My friend Sarah, probably. She's smarter than me. If you had to describe yourself as an animal, which would it be? A chihuahua. Shaking anxiously. It's the best way to sum it up. What is one thing you'll never do again? I don't know. I don't have many regrets on what I've done in life. Because you gotta do some questionable things to live life, to learn from, so I don't know. Skip it. And who knows me the best? Probably my husband. Yeah, definitely my husband. He knows me the best. We're done. That was 100 questions, and it only took 17 minutes to get them done. Awesome. So, hopefully you thought that was interesting. There's 100 questions I answered about myself, so you can get to know me a little more. Sorry for the audio again. I'm working on it, but for now, I guess it works. But thank you all for listening, and I will catch you next time. Thanks.